Now turn to part two. You will hear an interview with a woman called Helen Hunter, who runs a summer camp for teenagers. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at part two.
Now, if you're a teenager and you've got some free time this summer, then you might just be interested in joining a summer camp. I'm joined in the studio by Helen Hunter from the Summer Camp Organisation. Helen.
Hello.
What exactly is a summer camp? Do you sleep in a tent, cook over an open fire, that sort of thing?
Well, sorry to disappoint you, but these days we prefer to take over a school where participants sleep and get to take showers in the morning and all that. Although camping might be one of the optional activities.
So, what is a summer camp all about, if it's not the outdoor life?
Well, the basic idea is to bring together all types of young people to take part in lots of fun, team-based activities. It gives people a chance to make new friends and acquire new skills.
So, the participants are all what age?
Between 14 and 16.
And they're divided into teams. Tell us a few of the things that they get up to.
Well, they do practical activities. For example, last year, one team had the task of building a treehouse. They had to find the materials, work out how to do it, choose the tree and so on.
Oh, that sounds like fun. What else do they do?
There are also problem-solving activities. For example, on the next camp, there'll be a mystery for groups to solve, with clues planted all around the place for them to find.
Well, it certainly sounds like you've got one or two interesting ideas. But what about if people would really rather do the typical sort of sports that we normally associate with summer camps, like water sports, for example?
We don't have as many of the outdoor sporting activities as other summer camps. Horse riding actually is the exception. Lots of people seem to want to do that.
So they do get some choice in the matter?
Oh, yes. In fact, we have one day when the team gets together in the morning and talks about the things they've always wanted to do. And then, with a small amount of money, they basically get to go out and try to make their dreams come true. We call it Dream Day, actually.
So, how does the camp benefit those taking part?
The camps are particularly suitable for young people who are lacking in opportunities, or for those who maybe don't have much self-confidence. We hope that by going away with a group of people and doing things that they would never normally do, they'll feel more able to try new things when they go home. For example, this year, the last day of the course will be what we call Battle of the Bands Day.
What's that?
The teams have to form their own pop group. They have to write their own song with the help of some trained musicians and then record it and make their own pop video. Then, in the evening, there'll be a kind of award ceremony where the best one will be chosen.
How much time do people need to have available to take part in a camp?
Well, for the organisers, a camp lasts 10 days. The first two are training days for the staff. Then the participants arrive, they stay for a week, and then there's a day's clearing up after they've gone home.
And if any teenagers listening are interested in taking part, what are the dates?
We have camps all through the summer at about monthly intervals from June onwards. The next one will be coming up in mid-August, but that's actually fully booked, so we're putting on an extra camp in September, and we're expecting that one to be very popular.
So anyone interested should put their name down really soon.
That's right.
Helen, thank you for joining us. I hope it all goes well.
Thanks.
Now you'll hear part two again.
Now, if you're a teenager and you've got some free time this summer, then you might just be interested in joining a summer camp. I'm joined in the studio by Helen Hunter from the Summer Camp Organisation. Helen.
Hello.
What exactly is a summer camp? Do you sleep in a tent, cook over an open fire, that sort of thing?
Well, sorry to disappoint you, but these days we prefer to take over a school where participants sleep and get to take showers in the morning and all that, although camping might be one of the optional activities.
So what is a summer camp all about, if it's not the outdoor life?
Well, the basic idea is to bring together all types of young people to take part in lots of fun team-based activities. It gives people a chance to make new friends and acquire new skills.
So the participants are all what age?
Between 14 and 16.
And they're divided into teams. Tell us a few of the things that they get up to.
Well, they do practical activities. For example, last year, one team had the task of building a treehouse. They had to find the materials, work out how to do it, choose the tree and so on.
Oh, that sounds like fun. What else do they do?
There are also problem-solving activities. For example, on the next camp, there'll be a mystery for groups to solve, with clues planted all around the place for them to find.
Well, it certainly sounds like you've got one or two interesting ideas. But what about if people would really rather do the typical sort of sports that we normally associate with summer camps, like water sports, for example?
We don't have as many of the outdoor sporting activities as other summer camps. Horse riding actually is the exception. Lots of people seem to want to do that.
So they do get some choice in the matter?
Oh, yes. In fact, we have one day when the team gets together in the morning and talks about the things they've always wanted to do. And then, with a small amount of money, they basically get to go out and try to make their dreams come true. We call it Dream Day, actually.
So how does the camp benefit those taking part?
The camps are particularly suitable for young people who are lacking in opportunities, or for those who maybe don't have much self-confidence. We hope that by going away with a group of people and doing things that they would never normally do, they'll feel more able to try new things when they go home. For example, this year, the last day of the course will be what we call Battle of the Bands Day.
What's that?
The teams have to form their own pop group. They have to write their own song with the help of some trained musicians and then record it and make their own pop video. Then, in the evening, there'll be a kind of award ceremony where the best one will be chosen.
How much time do people need to have available to take part in a camp?
Well, for the organisers, a camp lasts 10 days. The first two are training days for the staff. Then the participants arrive, they stay for a week, and then there's a day's clearing up after they've gone home.
And if any teenagers listening are interested in taking part, what are the dates?
We have camps all through the summer at about monthly intervals from June onwards. The next one will be coming up in mid-August, but that's actually fully booked, so we're putting on an extra camp in September, and we're expecting that one to be very popular.
So anyone interested should put their name down really soon.
That's right.
Helen, thank you for joining us. I hope it all goes well.
Thanks.
That's the end of part 2.